By the way, good morning from Canada.
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon from here, yeah.
Whereabouts are you in England?
So I'm in a place called Grimsby. It's on the northeast coast, fishing town.
Okay. So tell me, let's go way back to your connection with Moose FM. I understand you met Shane Button several years ago when you were in Canada.
That's correct. Yeah, back in 2011 we met when he was working in New Brunswick, and I was cycling across Canada on something called a bike car. It's a four-wheeled bicycle, and I pulled up to his radio station. Next thing you know, I'm on the radio, and we've been friends since. Yeah,
isn't social media amazing?
So it's a joy. I mean, this is why I'm still listening to the radio. You know, it's amazing how far technology's kind of come to give us and keep us connected.
Yeah, for sure. Right across an ocean in our case.
Yes.
All right. So from that, Shane ended up in Timmins working at the Moose, and that's when you caught on to the Moose.
Exactly. Yeah, I see that he'd switch one day, and I thought I'd just check in. I was chiming on the I've got an app on my phone, and to be honest, ever since then I've just been listening to it at work, on an evening, especially on a Friday. On a Friday we have a fire night, and we have it on while we're listening to we've got the fire crackling in the background, we've got the music on, you know, we've got Shane on, because typically Shane would be doing the evening hour time.
Right. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about your bike, and you were biking across New Brunswick when you met Shane?
I was biking across Canada. I was doing coast to coast.
Oh, okay.
So I've done it twice now. I've gone one way and I've gone back the other. And it's such a joy. This is why I love Canada. You know, it's completely different to the UK. It's friendlier by far. Like again, that's why I like listening to Moose. It's the radio. It just seems so peaceful there in Timmins all the time. I mean, I know there was like a bank robbery, wasn't there, the other week? But other than that, Timmins just sounds like a really happy place to be. I've been there a couple of times as well myself, I don't know, it's a nice way to escape the reality of being in England again. So,
yeah. So why do you bike back and forth across Canada?
It's a beautiful way to see the country. I couldn't think of really a better way, because you're disconnected from kind of like reality. You know, on a bicycle, you don't know where you're sleeping. You don't know what's going to happen each day. You don't know how far you're going to go. And so it gives you an experience. Like I say, you'll never get in a vehicle. You know, you are so slow. So you get to appreciate it. You hear everything, smell everything, and completely immersed into basically being in Canada.
Yeah, and it's a lot wider to bike across than England is.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. You could do England in a day, you know, from coast to coast, left to right. It took me 6 months to get across Canada.
Wow. Well, what do you do for a living?
Apart from the traveling side of things, I renovate houses for a living. So bathrooms, kitchens, plastering, painting, you name it, I can pretty much do it.
You work for yourself then?
Yes, self-employed, and that's what gives me the freedom to escape again. And a couple of years ago, I also kayaked the coastline of BC and Alaska. And I'm addicted to the place, to be honest.
Yeah, have you done this anywhere else?
I've traveled a lot around Europe as well. Kayaked the coastline of Sweden and Finland. Gone down the Danube River in Germany on an inflatable raft. Lots of cycling as well through Europe. So yes, and no, gone down the Mississippi River, like Huckleberry Finn. So logs and rope. Yeah.
Okay. Getting back to the Moose. So Well, you might have mentioned this, but what is it that you like about our station, other than the personal connection to Shane?
I think it's the way you guys also come across. Like I say, it's very relaxed. There's nothing too intense about the way you present. And again, it's the disconnect from the reality of what's happening in England. You know, like I said, Timmins and surrounding area, it's been a joy to hear the way the community comes together, especially over this last 18 months plus, you know. And like I say, for me, I just feel like I'm not here. And it gives me that chance to feel like I'm traveling. And again, you know, it's really hard to explain it, but it's just a really pleasant way to escape.
Yeah. What's wrong with England?
Where do you want me to start? No, there's nothing wrong with England. I just miss Canada. I miss that just being there, really. And I think that gives me, you know, this gives me the opportunity to, again, be a part of Timmins without, or Canada without really being there. And also the music you play, you know, that's something else as well. I can't really put a pin on that, the why it's so good, but it's just the English radio. It's got nothing on you guys. And also, just before the breakfast, the radio show starts, it's just continuous kind of music, isn't it? Yeah. And that's great to wake up to and have several hours of that my morning. So, yeah.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 38.
38?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so if you're ever in a trivia competition and they start firing out questions about Canada and Timmins, bang, Paul Everett's going to win.
Well, maybe. I mean, I put it on at work. We've had quite a few shout-outs, and there's been a few tradesmen work alongside me, and I've got them shout-outs. And they just think it's great because they don't believe me. And then it's like, hey, Shane, or when Lindsay was there, you know, Lindsay was obviously chiming in as well. And so, yeah, like I say, it's weird because obviously I imagine for Timmins, it feels like the radio must feel like quite a big deal. But for me, I think because I know Shane, it just feels really friendly. You know, I like it. I love it. So
I'm glad to hear that, because radio is supposed to be an intimate medium.
Yeah.
So it's working with you, at least. That's great.
Yeah. No, it really is. Yeah. You know, I say it's just for me. It gives me that chance to escape and have a dance and have a sing along and just, just be somewhere else that I'm sadly not at the minute.
Well, you keep singing along with us. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Just thank you for being you guys.
All right, good. Now, what I'm going to do is a couple stories for the holiday period with this interview. So so be listening between Christmas and New Year's. And thank you for this. And next time you come to Timmins, you know you've got someone to visit.
Exactly. No, it'll be there. I'll be back.
Now, I have one request. Can you send me a photo of you with your bike?
I can, definitely.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Should I send it on the Facebook group?
You could, or email. Yeah. I think you have my email address from me
that's
sending
true.
You the
that's
link.
True. Yeah, from that, I can do that, definitely.
Maybe if you can
right
do
now.
That, you get better quality photos through email, more definition. Okay, Paul, thank you. This is great. And I hope you have a good rest of the day.
I've day off now. I'm watching my squirrels. So
okay. So you're that guy. Okay. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate. You too. Pleasure.
All right. Look forward to meeting you in person someday.
Same. Definitely.
All right. Bye.